Now KRWG News. Good morning. It's 7:45. A $100 million burst of grants to small businesses across New Mexico illustrates the overwhelming breadth and depth of economic distress brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Public records obtained by the Associated Press show that successful applicants included businesses run by leading state legislators and a family amusement park that has sued the governor twice to reopen. Others include Catholic charities, local chambers of commerce, and near-empty restaurants and hotels run by loan proprietors. The money ran out too soon for thousands of applicants that were denied grants. State lawmakers are now devising new lifelines for local businesses crippled by the pandemic. Every 10 years, New Mexico redraws voting districts to better reflect the current population following the census. Madison Staten reports on efforts to make the redistricting process more transparent.
Fair Districts for New Mexico is an organization advocating for the formation of a temporary redistricting advisory commission that will allow for a more independent process. Kathy Brook, the co-president of the League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico, outlined the role the commission would play in the state's redistricting efforts.
Members of the legislature would appoint several people, and then the New Mexico Ethics Commission would appoint three people to oversee the process. And this would involve working with the technical people to develop a set of maps. I think the requirement would be 3 to 5 maps for each area that requires redistricting. So 3 to 5 maps that would cover congressional districts, 3 to 5 for the legislature, 3 to 5 for the Public Education Commission. And the idea is that the legislature would then select from those sets of maps rather than drawing their own maps.
Redistricting commissions already exist in over a dozen states, including neighboring Arizona and Colorado. Brooks says the commission will increase transparency and credibility.
We have long supported having an independent commission that is independent of the legislature that would draw the redistricting lines. We think that serves voters better. It allows the public to choose their legislators rather than having the legislators decide who their constituents are going to be. We think that an open process is one that is less likely to be subject to litigation, and New Mexico has had a good bit of litigation on this topic, past redistricting efforts.
It's a sentiment State Senator Gerald Ortiz Pino agrees with, telling Fair Districts for New Mexico that the current redistricting process leaves the state vulnerable to increased legal action. Already, the state has spent $7 million in taxpayer funds to cover fees associated with past redistricting lawsuits.
We've held it so close to the vest that we go behind closed doors to come up with these maps that satisfy us, and then we spring them on the public. It's like a red flag in front of a bull. Of course you're going to have legal challenges. You've done something, and even if what the court ultimately approves is not significantly better than what we had come up with, it's just the way we went about doing it was like asking for trouble.
State Senator Mark Moores says a redistricting advisory commission will help ensure minority populations are fairly represented.
Critical for districting is protecting minority voting rights. And in Mexico, that often is Native American because of past discriminations in drawing districts, previous district processes.
Surveys conducted by Fair Districts for New Mexico indicate that newly elected officials are more willing to give their support to the formation of a commission, something incumbents have been less likely to do. Moore spoke about previous attempts to get legislation passed, citing incumbents as one reason the efforts have been unsuccessful.
We had a bill that had Republican and Democrat sponsors. Even though we filed it early, it never once out of those 3 referrals had a hearing because, quite frankly, leadership didn't want it. And that's what the power of the legislative process is. When you're in leadership and you control the next redistricting, and you can ensure that your party and those who support you in your caucus continue to be in power for the next 10 years, you have no desire to change the system.
Richard Mason, the leader of Fair Districts for New Mexico, says he knows that there will be challenges to the legislation, but is hopeful that increased public interest and support from those like former New Mexico Appeals Court Justice Roger Kennedy and former New Mexico Supreme Court Justice Edward Chavez will help to make the case for a commission.
This is going to be a lift. I don't want to sugarcoat that. With the support of Judge Kennedy and Justice Chavez, you know, I think it's going to, you know, give us a lot more support.
League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico co-president Kathy Brook says it's important for the public to understand the benefits of redistricting, emphasizing that it puts the power back into the hands of the general public.
Even though it seems a bit obscure, it only comes up every 10 years. The fundamental issue is the representation of the people of New Mexico in the legislature, in particular, to some degree also in the Congress, that what these districts look like shape what public policy is going to be in the future.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
Find this story at krwg.org, and you can follow our reporter on Twitter at Madison M. Staten.